City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 19.
There they are, Carol.
Oh, Harold, I hope she's okay.
Bill.
Pastor, Carol, thanks for coming.
How is she?
She's had a stroke.
Oh, no.
Is she going to be okay?
I have no idea. The doctor said it was a big one. She's lost most of the feeling on the right side of her body.
Oh, Bill.
I'm sorry, Bill.
She was just making sandwiches in the kitchen. Mark and I heard a crash. We ran in and found her on the floor.
Well, praise God you got her here in time.
Yeah, the paramedics got there quick. Mark called 911 while I stayed with Susan.
Good job, Mark.
Are you okay, Mark?
I don't know.
Your mom's going to be okay, Mark. She's a strong woman, and God is watching over her.
Yeah, where was he earlier?
Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Now, Mark, God's with her right now, just like he was this afternoon. She's alive, Mark. God must have more for her to do. You have to trust him.
Trust him? Pastor, I've been trying to trust him. I've been trusting him with my career. I've been trusting him with my family. I've been trying to encourage other people to trust him. And now this happens? I don't know how much more I can trust.
Stop it, Mark.
I'm sorry. I can't believe all the things that have been happening. Why is God doing this?
Mark, bad things are going to happen in this life. In case you haven't noticed, this isn't heaven. This is a fallen world corrupted by sin. But remember, Mark, remember what Jesus said in John 16. He said, "In the world you have trouble, but cheer up. I have overcome the world." These are the things that are going to happen in this life. But it's because of Jesus that we have a life ahead of us where none of these things will ever happen again. He'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. And he'll give us the strength to get through the tears of this life.
It sure seems like there are a lot of tears lately.
There have always been a lot of tears, Mark. In this life, there always will be. We haven't had to go through a lot of them, praise God for that. But now, Mark, we're going to go through some tears. You're going to go through some tears. But God is here for you, and he surrounded you with other believers who are here for you, too.
I know. I'm sorry. I just want to be alone right now.
Oh, Harold.
How are you holding up, Bill?
Hanging in there. It's tough. It does seem like it's been one thing after another lately. I'm getting pretty worn down. Susan was the one God put closest to me to keep me going. I thought I'd lost her today. I just can't lose her. Not now.
God puts us here for you too, Bill. I know none of us can be to you what Susan is to you, but we're here for you, Bill. I just really want you to know that.
I appreciate it, Pastor. Thank you, Carol. Our family's really going to need your prayers. The doctor said that Susan will probably need months of physical therapy just to get to the point where she can feed herself again. They said it was a miracle that someone could have had a stroke this bad and still be with us.
God's right there by her side, Bill. He was by her side this afternoon.
When she was on the floor, she told me how much she loved me. How much she loved Mark. I thought I was going to lose her right there. I don't know if I ever prayed that hard in my life. God spared her and me. I don't know what I would have done.
We'll certainly be praying for her and you and Mark. If it's okay with you, I'd like to send out an email to the congregation and let them know what's happened so they can pray for your family as well.
That would be great, Pastor. Thank you. We're going to need every prayer we can get.
Mark! Mark, what happened? I got your text. Is your mom okay?
No, she's had a massive stroke. It's a miracle she's still alive.
Oh no, Mark, I am so sorry. Where's your dad?
He's over in the waiting room with Pastor and Carol.
Is he okay?
He's trying to be, but he's not doing well. He loves her so much, Andrea. We almost lost her today. I don't think my dad could have taken that right now.
Your poor dad.
Yeah. He's been trying to be strong, be the spiritual leader of our family, but I can tell he's been worried about our finances, and this sure isn't going to make anything better.
You guys have insurance, though, right?
Yeah, about the cheapest insurance you can get. Even that's costing us more than we can afford. I think there's a high deductible and a copay. I haven't even wanted to think about that. Our finances are already in bad enough shape. Man, I need to get a job. Our family's in so much trouble right now.
I'm so sorry, Mark. If there's anything I can do to help, I'll do it. I'm living at home right now, so if you need some money, just tell me.
Thanks, Andrea. I appreciate it. But I probably need your prayers more than money right now. I did something terrible earlier.
Why? What happened?
I was questioning God. Actually, I was kind of upset at him. I blurted out stuff. I'm so stupid.
You're not stupid, Mark. You were just emotional.
Well, I was a hypocrite then. Man, I'm always telling everyone else to trust God, and then when something happens to my family, I blame God.
Have you asked him to forgive you?
That's all I've been doing for the last hour.
Then remember Psalms 103. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He knows we're dust, Mark, but he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins. He's already forgiven you.
Thanks, Andrea. I just feel so bad when I let him down. He's done so many amazing things for me. He saved me. I just feel terrible when I don't do the right things.
Kind of like Peter when he denied Jesus, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Bible says Peter went out and wept bitterly. I know what that's like. When I worked at that other school, I came home and spent most of my nights crying over how I had denied God that day. But Mark, remember Jesus restored Peter. He restores us too. He'll give you the strength to do better next time, with all the things that are coming.
I hope I don't let him down.
Yeah, me either.
I'm home.
Jared, honey.
What's wrong?
Susan Sawyer's in the hospital. She had a stroke.
Oh, wow. Is she going to be okay?
I don't know yet. Pastor sent out an email and he just said that she had a massive stroke, but she's alive and in intensive care. I just can't believe what's happened to that poor family. One thing after another.
Looks like God's mad at all you guys.
Jared!
Well, look at all the stuff that's happening to you guys. Everyone's losing their jobs, and now this with Mrs. Sawyer. Hey, maybe God's on the side of those other Christians, and he's punishing you people for being so judgmental and hateful. Did you ever think of that?
Jared, I'm about to go get the soap and wash your mouth out. How are you coming up with this nonsense?
They read us all those terrible verses from the Bible in school last week. It's part of the hate speech awareness program. I can't believe my own mother believes trash like that.
Hate speech awareness? And they were using the Bible?
Of course! That book's been used to control people for centuries. And persecute people. And take away their freedoms. I'm glad they finally outlawed the thing.
Oh, the Bible hasn't been outlawed.
A lot of stuff in it sure has. Look what happened to your pastor. My teacher said with this new law, people will know that they can't say all the stuff without going to prison. He said that they'll come out with the new Bible soon that don't have all the hate speech in them.
What?
Yeah, he said no one's gonna want those old Bibles anyway. Who's gonna risk having one in their home if it means going to prison? Oh man, you better get rid of that Bible you have around here before we get in trouble.
Don't be so dramatic, Jared. We're not going to get in trouble for having a Bible in the house. Boy, Jared, I don't like all this garbage they're putting in your head at that school.
Well, I don't like all the garbage they're putting in your head at that church.
That's it. I'm getting the soap.
Mom!
What is wrong with you, Jared?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? Ever since you've gotten into this Christian stuff, everything's fallen apart. Everyone in school makes fun of me. I've lost most of my friends. The ones I have left, I can't spend any time with because their parents are afraid to have me come over to their house. And you don't even have a job, Mom. How much longer are we going to be able to afford things, Mom? We're going to be homeless? What are we going to do?
We're not going to be homeless, honey. We've still got money in the bank, and I talked to someone today about a sign-making franchise.
Sign-making franchise?
Yeah, businesses come in and get signs made for different things, and other people too. There are signs all over. I think it might be a good opportunity.
Do you even know how to make signs?
They train you to do all that. It's part of the franchise package.
I don't know.
You don't think your mother can make signs? Thanks a lot, Jared. I'll remind you that I do have a degree in communications. This is kind of related.
Oh, man, we're in trouble.
Well, Jared, I'm running out of options. I'm not getting anywhere trying to find a job with someone else. As soon as people see my resume and start connecting the dots, that's it. No one wants to talk to me. At least with the sign business, people are less likely to recognize me.
I can't believe it. I can't believe my life is turning out this way.
Well, Jared, this isn't exactly what I had planned either, but I'm sure God's got it all worked out. I'm just trying to do the right things, and that includes the way I raise my child. I think I need to make some decisions in that area, too.
What kind of decisions?
Oh, don't worry, Jared. I'll be sure to let you know.
Come in.
Pastor?
Madeline, come in. Have a seat. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, how is Susan doing?
Well, she's been stable for the past few days. Poor Bill and Mark have practically been living at the hospital. Carol and I went by last night to see them all. I'm afraid the effects of the stroke are pretty bad. Susan doesn't seem to have much movement on her right side. At best, it's going to be a very long recovery. She may never get the use of her right side back.
Oh, no. That's so awful. Is there anything they need? I've got time on my hands right now. If I can help...
We've been collecting groceries for them. They do go home occasionally to clean up. They need to have some food in the house.
I'm going to the grocery store right after I leave here anyway. Can I pick up some things and bring them back?
Oh, that'd be wonderful, Madeline. Thank you.
Praise God. I'm thankful he's left me some money in the bank to provide for Jared and myself.
How is Jared doing?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Pastor, I'm very concerned about the things they're teaching him at school. The things that come out of his mouth, honestly, I'm just shocked at the things he believes.
Yes, I'm afraid the schools do little more than social engineering these days.
You mean brainwashing?
I was trying to be diplomatic. It's gotten pretty bad, all right. I mean, the schools have been going downhill for years, ever since they took prayer and the Bible out. That's all the opening the devil needed. Get God out, put sin in, and voila, you have what we have today, a godless public school system.
You mean a God-hating school system. Did you know they're teaching the kids that the Bible is hate speech?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Jared was telling me the other day that his teacher was going through the Bible and showing them the verses that violate the new hate speech law.
Oh, that's not good. It won't be long before they ban the book.
Or rewrite it. Jared said that his teacher mentioned something about that, too.
Well, the devil's been trying to undermine God's word from the beginning. Look at the first temptation in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. The first thing the devil tried to do was put doubt in Eve's mind about what God had said. And then he basically called God a liar. He told Eve that God was deceiving her. No, I'm afraid twisting and changing God's word is one of the things the enemy is always trying to do. That's one of the ways we can spot him and his children. This is why it's so important for us to read the Bible and to know it, so that we don't get fooled by those old tricks.
Well, that's why I've been thinking that I need to get Jared out of that school. They've already put so much garbage in his head. I don't want him hearing any more of that.
Where would he go to school?
I was thinking maybe that school where Andrea teaches.
You do know that is a Christian school, right, Madeline?
I know.
Do you think Jared is saved?
No, I don't. I pray all the time that God will save him, but there certainly isn't any evidence that he has yet.
Then why do you want to send him to a Christian school?
Well, I was thinking at least he wouldn't be hearing all these terrible things all the time. He'd also be able to learn more about Jesus and the Bible and all the wonderful things God's done for us. Andrea said that all the children have religion class. I don't know. I guess I figured that if he heard more about God, that God might use that to save him. At the very least, he'd be hearing about God from people who believe in him, rather than the teachers he has now who seem to do nothing but propagate their hatred of God to the next generation.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I can sympathize with why you'd want him out of the public school and into a Christian one, but it seems like it could be a formula for trouble as well.
I know. But I don't know what else to do. I can't homeschool him. I need to work to support us. But I just don't want my son to grow up hating God. I know God needs to save him to fix that, but... Oh, Pastor, I just don't want my son to be like this. I feel like I'm losing him right in front of my eyes. God's done so much for me. He saved me. He changed me. He's teaching me so many things. I hate to hear anyone say bad things about him, and it hurts me even more to hear those things coming from my own son.
Oh, Madeline. Keep praying for him, Madeline. I pray for all the people in our church who may not be saved. Although, with all that's happening, the wheat and the chaff are being separated pretty quickly.
That brings up another question. Would Eastside Christian even take Jared since he isn't saved?
Oh, yes, they'd take him. People get saved at different ages, of course, so not all the children there are saved. Their main focus is being a resource for parents who want to bring up their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
And that's what I want to do. I'd much rather have him in that environment than the one he's in now.
You do know that there's going to be a cost associated with that. The reason most people send their kids to public school is because it's free.
Yeah, Andrea told me about the price.
Are you going to be able to do this without a job?
Well, I might have some good news in that area. I've been talking to someone about buying a sign store franchise.
Oh, yes. We went to a place like that last year where we had signs made for our youth group car wash.
Well, maybe this year you'll be able to come to my shop. I'd be sure to give you a good price.
Well, I'd appreciate that. Don't those cost a fair amount of money to get into, though?
Well, yes. Thankfully, I have some money in my savings. I can cover the cost to get started, but the shop will have to make money fairly quickly. Between purchasing the franchise and putting Jared into that school, things are going to get real tight real quick.
Do you think it's worth the risk, Madeline?
I don't know what else to do, Pastor. I can't find any companies that will even talk to me, let alone hire me. And I just can't keep my son in that terrible school. I have two urgent needs at the same time, and praise God, there's just enough in my savings to cover both. For a while, anyway.
Oh, Madeline. It seems like everyone's got a lot of tough decisions to make these days.
I know. This certainly seems like a season of testing.
That it does.
When is your hearing for the hate speech charge?
next week, we've talked to a public defender. She's recommending that we just plead guilty and ask for leniency since I have no prior convictions and because the law is so new. The hope is that the judge will let me off with a warning to scare me into not doing the same thing.
And will you do the same thing again?
Oh, probably. Or maybe we just need to find other ways to share the gospel with people. God got the good news out to people long before gospel tracts. Believe me, I've been praying about how to handle that issue.
I'm sure God will show us how to best share his gospel, but this church needs a pastor. We can't have you locked away in prison. I still have so much to learn. I'm so thankful that God put Carol in my life. He used her to share the gospel with me, and he used her to bring me to this church. God knows what he's doing, and his work will get done no matter how many obstacles the enemy puts in our way.
Amen, Madeline. Amen.